I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's being called a real and clear danger. Those were the words of U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel speaking about the saber-rattling of North Korea's President Kim Jong-un, who is threatening missile strikes against South Korea and the United States. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the high war, worship the president rhetoric will pose problems for Christians.
Christians need to be more careful of their actions. You know, if they don't take part in some of this activity, that they will be accused of being traitors.
Open Doors is cautiously and prayerfully supporting Christians there. You can help at our website. Next, one of India's notorious trademarks is its tortoise-like legal system. Lindsay Ackerman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
we actually have a case that's been pending for 3.5 years.
Earlier this week, their case was postponed again until May 31st.
There's just been excuse after excuse and delay after delay.
Pray for boldness and strength. Pray also for new children's Bible clubs starting this week. There's a special matching fund where you can double the impact for a dollar. Check out our website for more. And Kasuba is the Bemba word for sun. It's also the name of Bright Hope International's Zambia's newest partner village. Nestled in a remote corner of the Samfaya district, it has limited access to the world outside. However, Bright Hope has a long history in the region, and the projects they've started are now self-sustaining. This newest outreach began 3 weeks ago, starting with church leader training. Pray for literal and spiritual growth. It'll be a brighter future in the days ahead. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7's offering you a free set of 4 beautiful bookmarks to help you do just that. Keep one in your Bible and share others with friends. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.